8 Lines of Work: Tactical Workplace Survival Strategies by Praise Fuowe. Chapter 2: Understanding the Rules of Engagement. I grew up in Lagos, Nigeria, and had lived all my life as a Nigerian. I was used to seeing public transport buses that we popularly called Danfo and Molue in the Nigerian parlance. That was what I was used to, and later I bought myself a car and even got myself a driver to move me around because of my schedule. I was used to how to find my way around and had become unconsciously competent at that until I had to go on my first trip to the United Kingdom. You can imagine the culture shock when I was confronted with what I never saw in any movie. I never used a map all my life, so it was tough to understand maps. And for someone who was used to Molue, I couldn't really understand why I had to buy an Oyster card to move around and even learn how to use the card for me to assess the train stations. It is called the rules of engagement. When you don't understand the rules of engagement of a territory that is not yours, you suffer greatly because you have not brought yourself to respect and understand how to navigate the new terrain. Oftentimes, I sit in counseling with young people who complain about being victimized by their bosses because the expectations they had and which they had read about totally contradicted their reality. But what they fail to realize is that the books they have read did not take into account the culture of the territory they were going to operate. A nation with a culture of worship will produce leaders who want worship and who may not deliver what they were supposed to give to you without some form of worship. That takes you to a place where you turn between holding onto your worldview or learning the culture of that land and mastering how to survive without losing yourself. I'm often fascinated by the story of David Jesse in the Bible, who went on to become about a favorite leader of the Jewish race. David was supposed to be a righteous boy who was highly skilled and had been anointed as the future king of a nation with an existing king. That would amount to a palace coup in our modern world. But this same guy went on to serve the same existing king and still found a way to successfully navigate that difficult terrain, even when his boss was all out to kill him. I have seen many people who claim to be righteous trying to pray to God to replace their difficult bosses simply because of their unwillingness to learn and master the rules of engagement. There is no human being that doesn't have a key that unlocks their hearts, but the problem is many are unwilling to locate the keys. Many books have been written on the three levels of relationship in the workplace, which everyone must navigate to successfully win. They are the uplines, which is your relationship with your superiors, the downline, your relationship with your subordinates, and the peerline, your relationship with your colleagues. There is nothing wrong with this theory at all. However, I have made additional discovery of hidden lines that helped me successfully navigate the first organization I worked with. It has also assisted everyone that has used this model for in the course of my training sessions. What I have done is to further break the lines down and create rules of engagement around each of the additional 5 I have created. What I noticed started happening to my client was their ability to strike a balance and protect their mental wellness, especially in their professional work across Africa. Here they are: the uplines, the downlines, the real lines, the outline, the peer line, the inline, the landline, and the art line. These are the 8 lines I developed and successfully navigated, such that I also started using it to teach others on how to effectively win at work. I will go through them one after the other and try and help you understand the rules of engagement for each of these lines, especially if you are working in a third world economy. Your upline is your superior. Your downline is your subordinate. Your peer line are your colleagues. Your real line is your relationship with the customers. Your outline out your relationship with the competitors. The inline is your relationship with yourself. The landline is your relationship with the organizational policy. And the outline is your relationship with God Almighty. From the next chapter, I'll begin to take them one after the other, and I'll begin to show you the rules of engagement for each of these lines. If you successfully master them, you will cruise at an altitude that will shock everyone around you. My name is Praise Fuwe. You can send me a mail, pf@iampraisefuwe.com, or you can pre-order for this book as well through the same medium. I honor you.